The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Now, staycations don't have to involve cities or coastal towns. While many of us drive straight through the Midlands, there's lots to do, it turns out, in the heart of Ireland. And to tell us more is independent.ie travel editor Paul O'Connell. Paul, good morning.
Hiya, Pat.
You spent the weekend in the Midlands.
I did, in the heart of Ireland's ancient east, as it turns out.
Is that part of the ancient east as well?
Yes, it is.
It's getting bigger by the
day. The elastic geography of the ancient east. Normally when I'm taking the M6 or the M7, I'm travelling west. And all of these places, we're talking anything, you know, Offaly, Laois, Roscommon, Longford, Westmeath. Most of us, when we're travelling, I think pass right through. But yeah, when you actually get off those motorways and start exploring, there's a surprising amount to do.
Well, I mean, there will be a destination. The Centre Parks destination will be definitely a place to go rather than to pass through. Then there are people who go fishing that we never hear about, but they know all the great spots.
They
to
do,
go
and they probably don't want us revealing them here. But you're right, Centre Parks is due to open in 2019. It's just over a week ago that actually got the planning permission. For listeners who don't know, that's the huge 395-acre holiday complex that's going to go into Longford, of all places.
Have you ever been to one of their sites?
I haven't personally, but I have colleagues who have, and I've heard universally positive stuff about it, particularly for families.
Centre Parks, stuff to do.
Yes,
I mean, isn't
they
that
have
the big
a big indoor thing? Pool. They have restaurants on site. It's a big complex. One thing,
it's not Butlins then.
It's not. I have been to Butlins and Mosny in the olden days and all that, but no, it's a step up from that. One thing people that I've spoken to in Longford are slightly worried about is that a lot of visitors will stay on site and they may not go out and explore the county and go elsewhere. But it's bringing a huge amount of jobs and a huge amount of money. I mean, this development is over 200 million, Pat. And who would have thunk it in the middle of Longford in 2019?
Yeah. Well, why not? And especially some of the sketches I've seen of the Centre Parks proposal seem to suggest it'll be, you know, quite rustically set. You know, there'll be not chalets, there'll be proper... Yeah. Kind of cabins set among trees and things like
Absolutely, very much a woodland background, lakes. People hire bikes, they go for walks. So there'll be loads to do. So that'll bring people to another
draw.
That's
to come.
Yeah.
But I notice you mentioned things like the Rock of Cashel. Is that in the ancient east as well?
It is indeed. You could talk about this almost completely. It's that Cove is in Ireland's ancient east.
No.
In County Cork, yes.
I thought that would be the Wild Atlantic Way near
Limerick, Louth.
Because isn't that where the Titanic set sail? From Cove.
That's right.
And it crossed the Atlantic, the briny. I mean, surely that's the Wild Atlantic Way, no?
No, the Wild Atlantic Way begins and ends at Kinsale in the south. Funny you should mention Titanic, because we were in one of the places we visited in County Laois was Emo Court, which is an old, it's a neoclassical house designed by James Gandon, who did the Custom House in Dublin, obviously. Brilliant tour, gorgeous interiors. A free photo exhibit afterwards that we popped our heads into by Father Brown, the Jesuit priest. Father
Amazing
Brown.
Amazing photographer.
What a photographer and what a story. The man got on the Titanic in England. He sailed from Southampton over to France and back to Cove. And on his way, he met an American couple who took a shine to him, were enjoying his company, offered him a full first class ticket to New York on the Titanic.
Yeah.
So he sent a telegram or telegraph, whichever it would be, back to his provincial in the Jesuit, and got the brusque reply in return, get off that ship.
Wow, saved his life.
Father Brown disembarked at Cove with his treasure trove of photographs and lived to tell the story.
And therefore we have those contemporary photographs of the Titanic.
Unbelievable. And he stored an awful lot of his negatives in an old wooden trunk that's actually in Emo Court, in an attic, which was only discovered after his death. So a lot of the photographs he's taken, and they're not just of the ship,
and
I should
how
say.
How did the Jesuits end up in Emo Court? And because it was not built for the Jesuits.
No, it was built for the Earls of Port Arlington originally, and then they built it as a seminary. They stayed there. And they actually did convert a lot of the interiors. Then came to be owned by a gentleman with a brilliant name, and this was almost the highlight of our trip, Major Cholmondeley Dering Cholmondeley Harrison, who then lavished millions of euro on the interiors. And walking around them, one of the nicest things about it was, yes, they're beautiful 18th century interiors, but there's still photos of his daughters. They still had his three martini bottles laid out with his afternoon cocktail glasses. beside the Connemara marble columns and all the rest of it. So beautiful.
Major Cholmondeley Harrison was the last owner and he gifted it to the state.
He did, in the 1990s. There's this black and white photo of him with Mary Robinson doing the handover ceremony.
So is it a state-run...
It's an OPW, yeah.
So how come they only take cash and won't take credit cards?
And this was our only complaint. I don't know if this is on other OPW properties across the country, but yes, they don't take cards. So
because you'd imagine to keep everyone on the straight and narrow, they take cards only, not cash.
Have you? Do you use the
this white thing? Yeah,
Where for payments under 30. So I've gotten so used to that recently that I've stopped carrying cash almost. So I got caught embarrassedly without my fiver to hand.
Now, in terms of hotels, I mean. Oh, well, there's one, isn't there?
There is the number one hotel in the world.
Wow.
If readers of Condé Nast Traveller are to be believed.
Where is that?
This is Ballyfin. Now, rates at Ballyfin, I might as well tell you, start from €590 midweek for a room, B&B.
How many people can you crowd into the room?
I presume it's
a room for two.
I think it's one of those, if you have to ask places. Yes, the rates go up to €720 at weekend. And then, of course, you have your dinner if you want to add it and all that. Now, Ballyfin is another old house hidden away near the Schlieve Blooms in this part of the country. Similar enough to Emo Court, actually. But it was a boarding school. A lot of listeners will remember that as a boarding school. But a Chicago businessman and his Irish wife, have spent more time doing the place up than actually was spent on its construction in the first place. And it's a remarkable set of classical interiors filled with their antiques, and they've got a wonderful taste, wonderful eye. But it's famous, one part of its fame, I should say, is because Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, of course, stayed there on their honeymoon 2 years ago. But hidden away, and it's only got just over a dozen rooms, beautiful hotel. Another of the sort of off-radar gems that you find in the Midlands.
Texture, two magical places in the Midlands we discovered are Fore Abbey in Castle Pollard and Glen Barrow in Clonlaslee.
Now, that's interesting. Fore Abbey and the Seven Wonders of Fore. Yeah. I wish I could list them, but there's something about water flowing in the opposite direction.
Or appearing to.
Correct. Yes, there's a fairy tree there with rags hanging off it. Oh, if a listener will text us in if they know any of the other seven wonders, it's a great story. Glen Barrow, I walked that very walk with the kids on Saturday and it's lovely. The Schlieve Blooms are very low-lying range. Now, they have 16 or 17 walks around there and you can do the Schlieve Bloom way, but the Glen Barrow loop, you drive into the middle of a forest, park up and walk, and it's just a few kilometres where you walk through the woods and you come near the source of the River Barrow, incidentally, this wonderful, long, low-lying waterfall where you can get down onto the stone around it and sort of dip your hands into the water.
And other people are mentioning places like Castle Duro, which is lovely as well.
Yeah, that's a Blue Book property, yeah.
Yeah. In terms of the things to do, is it just walking?
Well, no, there's the historic properties that we're mentioning. Also, remember the lakes and the River Shannon cuts through the Midlands. So Loch Ree, again, you could talk about that in an item unto itself. It's river cruising, actually, I was surprised to learn we had a feature in the Irish Independent Weekend Mag on it on Saturday. Demand for that had dropped off by 50% in the 10 years to 2014. Would you believe less and less cruisers and cruise holidays happening there? I wonder, will that pick up in the future? Because it's obviously weather dependent. You could put that as a proviso talk about Ireland.
It is great fun.
Yeah, it is. You get out, you don't need a licence to drive these boats. You bring your fishing rod or whatever and stop off at places like Carrick and Shannon or Shannon Bridge, where I was recently.
If you want someone else to do the driving, there's a Viking boat.
There is a Viking boat you can take from Athlone. Athlone, another hub in the Midlands. Yeah, a Viking cruise you can take from there. It goes out under the old white railway bridge in Athlone and proceeds up by the Shannon Callows up into Loch Ree, does a little circle and comes back, and you hear all of these tales of Vikings like Olaf the Scabbyhead. It's a name I remember from the commentary.
Clonmacnoise, that's part of this area.
So heritage, it's like the pace of the Midlands is the more you slow down and you just start to follow your nose, the more you start to discover. So Clonmacnoise, I grew up not far from there actually, and I remember when you could just drive and climb over the wall in, and the actual High Cross was still in the field amongst, you remember Pope John Paul II in 1979, famously there.
What did he say? Even the stones speak.
That's it. That was the atmosphere of the place. If you approach it by water, it is just jaw-dropping. You have no sight of roads. You imagine this is how the ancient monks would have got there, and of course the marauding Vikings that raided them. So now it's managed by OPW, of course, and they have a new interpretive centre, a cafe, and the more vulnerable stones have been brought indoors where they can sort of be kept in climate control.
Now, I want you to take me to the location of the first automobile accident in the world.
Burr, County Offaly. No, I love these little details that you discover. Everybody knows Burr Castle, the great telescope. There's a wonderful treehouse there, science centre and whatnot.
And they have the new telescope now, this array of wires that's...
That's right. Yeah. Is it an audio telescope or what is it? You'd know this more than me now.
Well, I remember hearing the item on one of the programmes about it, and we did something on it on this programme as well. It's an array of wires, literally an antennae, massive antennae, which can basically see space.
Yeah. And the old telescope right in the middle of the estate is still this giant black wooden tube, amazing to look at. But it wasn't just science and telescopes that the Earls were notoriously innovative scientists and entrepreneurs. They had a guest in 1869, a Mrs. Mary Ward, who the third Earl of Ross had built a steam carriage that was driving around the town. And on August the 31st of that year, poor Mrs. Ward was thrown from her seat as the steam carriage took a sharp bend. And I read a newspaper account from the time, from the King's County Chronicle. It says, fearfully injured, the Earl's guest was prematurely hurried into eternity.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a great history of science there, as you mentioned, because the Parsons turbine, they were the Parsons family that came from there as well. Great outdoor water park on Loch Ree in the grounds of the Hudson Bay Hotel.
That's called Bay Sports.
Yeah. I stayed in the Hudson Bay one night en route to Galway. I think we were doing a programme in the Hudson Bay Hotel, actually, and I saw it. Didn't have a chance to enjoy its pleasures, but it looked great.
Yeah, you pull on the wetsuit and they've got, it's like bouncy castles and huge inflatable slides on the water. You pay €10 person for kids and off you go. It's seasonal.
Tully Nally Castle near Castle Pollard, great place to visit. Lovely gardens developed by Lord Longford. That's from Anya in Mayo. Loch Boura near Burr is wonderful, great for walks, lovely spot for the kids. Deck in Arklow says, don't forget the game fair at the end of August in the grounds of Burr Castle. So, you know, there's lots to do.
There is, yeah, and short distance from everywhere, actually, now that you think of it, whether you're coming from southwest or east. It only took us an hour and a half to get there, an hour and a half home.
One of our listeners suggesting there's the Wild Atlantic Way and then the rest of the country is the Ancient East. Well, there's Connemara. There's a few other places that are designated, so-called. Anyway, Paul, you'll have lots of details of this on the independent.ie travel website. Paul O'Connell is travel editor with independent.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.